Time again for Foodstuffs, our look at New Hampshire food. It may be Thursday, but today we're looking at something that takes place on Mondays. They're called Meatless Mondays. Participants say even those who enjoy eating meat can find benefits in cutting back on meat consumption from time to time, including health and environmental benefits. David Brooks writes the weekly Granite Geek science column for the Nashua Telegraph and the blog of the same name at graniteGeek.org. He's also been cutting back his own meat consumption. He calls it vegetarianism. David, welcome back.
Good to be here.
First, why that term, and how did you get started?
The vegetarian, as I try to explain in my column, is an attempt to drive a little wedge in our meat-eating habits on realizing that most people, including me, are not really going to become vegetarian. But that doesn't mean we can't do a little bit of it, so I thought came up with that perhaps kind of goofy term. I started eating less meat because my daughter became a vegetarian, and it's such a pain to make two meals, we finally just sort of threw up our hands and mostly had vegetarian meals at home. It's easier than I thought it would be, and it saves you money. Usually it takes slightly more effort, but not much.
You write about the way that meat tastes now that you're not eating it as much. How does that change? Are your taste buds reacting differently now as you're eating a different diet?
I don't know what the physiology is, to be perfectly honest. It's probably just psychological. But when I eat it, I taste it more because of it's just unusual to me. I think that's actually the most unexpected benefit of it, is you will enjoy meat a lot more if you eat less of it, because your taste buds will say, hey, I remember this.
Now, for those who want the taste of meat in a meatless meal, there are increasingly more and more options. By all accounts, more improved options. They taste better, the texture is better, the spices are better.
Yeah, definitely. I remember doing a story a few years ago about the South Asian community in Nashua, and I was talking to a woman who had grown up in Chicago in the 70s, and she's Hindu and vegetarian, and she said being a vegetarian in the 70s in Chicago and in most of America was a nightmare. There was nothing you could get anywhere that didn't have meat all over it. Things are vastly better now. The options are enormously improved. Most of the fake meat stuff you get in the grocery store is pretty good, except for fake hot dogs. Do not get fake hot dogs. They always are terrible. And that's a reflection of the fact that most of the flavor in prepared foods comes from the spices and the other side ingredients like that, and they're the same even when there isn't meat. My suggestion is to go to an Indian restaurant. Obviously, Indians have been making vegetarian meals for 3,000 years or more, and order pretty much anything that doesn't have meat, the vegetarian option. You don't have to go tofu if you don't want to. You will not miss the meat at all because the flavor is in the spices, is in the cooking, is in the sauces. And I made a comment in the column that's gotten a couple of responses.
I was going to ask about that. It might look like cat food, but it will taste great. Have you been getting pushback from readers and or cats?
No, I have not heard from any cats. I have heard from a couple readers who thought perhaps that was not terribly respectful to one of the world's great cuisines. And I've told them both that the reason I put that in there is because three times in my life I have introduced friends to Indian food. These are all white wasp friends who've never encountered it before. And every single one of them said, whoa, it looks like cat food because of the dark sauces on it. And every single one of them liked it when they ate it. So I thought might as well embrace this appearance at the start and help people overcome it. The other option I mentioned is to go to any Chinese or any East Asian restaurant and order the stir fry without the meat in it. Again, you won't even miss the meat.
Well, David, happy eating throughout the week, and thanks for talking with us as always.
My pleasure.
You can find a link to David's most recent column at the Foodstuffs blog, where we welcome meat eaters, veggie lovers, vegetarians, and even cat food eaters. That's at nhpr.org.
Meow, 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 meow.